You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, by now, you've either heard or have seen another content creator cover the particular article called The Dating Pool Dropouts. Now, I want to give my particular angle on this said article. However, before I get into that article, I've always in the past talked about how there are more women in America than there are men. So, to solidify that argument, I'm going to post a screenshot. Now, this screenshot is of the last census that was taken. And we all know the census is taken every 10 years. So, of course, I've circled the target. As of July 1st, 2021, there were 164.38 million males, and there was 167.51 million females living in the United States. So, right out of the gate, women outnumber men. I've said that over the years. Many other content creators have started to point that out as well. Now, in the Black community specifically, there are at least 2 million more women than men. So, one can only surmise, no, scratch that. One can come to the solid conclusion that if every man of marriageable age married every woman of marriageable age, guess what? There would still be a shit ton of leftover women. So that begs the question, can modern women truly afford for the everyday average man to drop out of the dating pool? That answer is definitely no. But once again, you have to look at the brainwashing that the modern woman is all too easy to be done to. Yes, gentlemen, the modern woman, women in general, are easily brainwashed. Now, I'm going to get into this article, which is very long. So, of course, I'm going to hit the main bullet points. Now, this article was published on the 13th of September. Once again, the dating pool dropouts. Young men today feel they must be 6 feet tall, make six figures, and have 6 inches downstairs to get a girlfriend, so many have given up trying. Gentlemen, we all know the sixes. I find it extremely ironic that all of these women are running around here saying that they want this perfect man, yet they themselves do not even measure up. Has the sexual revolution failed? It is a spectacular failure. However, it has freed a lot of men. Quote unquote, are you religious? The question made Jamal squirm. The answer was no, but he could tell his date wanted it to be yes. That right there is an example of a shit test. And after the hour-long drive to get here to a Caribbean restaurant in Orlando, Florida, He could tell it wasn't working. Gentlemen, why in this day and age would you travel so far just for a date? Why? But once again, I'm going to give my opinion as to why men are still doing that in 2023. Quote unquote, I think we should just be friends. The 36-year-old security guard remembers telling the girl he had dinner with last month after they met on Facebook. Of course, they should still be friends. Gentlemen, do not be friends with the woman you had romantic interest in. Period, point blank. Start saving your time. Start saving your money. Be upfront with these women. Look, they're upfront with us, but we're supposed to sit back and take their brutal honesty. But yet, when a man is brutally honest to them, oh, they can't handle it. Oh, you're a misogynist. Oh, you must hate women. Gentlemen, I've been leaving this comment in particular comment sections on particular videos. Whenever a woman tries to use the you must hate women shaming tactic, here's what you tell them. Women are not important enough to hate. Yeah. Now that is my original thing. Why? Because that came from the last big conversation that me and the meat sack had. When she asked me, you know, do I hate her because of what happened? I said, well, no. No, I don't hate you. As a matter of fact, I'm glad that everything happened. Why? Because you are no longer important enough to A, lie to, or B, hate. You're not important enough. And when I said that, the look of utter despair that came across her face, oh, it was beautiful. So yeah, whenever women try to use that shaming tactic, just let them know that they're not important enough to hate and watch their reaction. This was his first date in 3 years. He says he once went 6 months without getting a single match on a dating app, even though he pays $30 in monthly fees between OkCupid, Bumble, and Hinge. Gentlemen, get off of the dating apps. Those women there are only there for a quick dose of attention. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Then, if you do match with a woman, there's always the possibility she's trying to set you up. She's trying to make you into a mark. She's going to look at you as a lick. Gentlemen, if you're going to still stay on these dating apps, you must be extremely careful. Why? Because Darius M, I have to give credit to him for this one. These women are not looking for relationships. They are looking for help. And their predatory nature, especially after the 1st of October, will be on full display. Yeah. If you count high school, he went to the movies with a classmate. Jamal says he's been on a total of 3 dates his entire life. Now, of course, you'd have the PUA and dating roaches say, well, you know, you just got to be more alpha and, you know, you got to do this and do that. Yeah, no. I do agree in self-improvement. However, the overwhelming majority of men, they do self-improvement for the wrong reason. Yeah. And also, you have to take this into consideration. You can do everything right But it's always going to come down to the decision of the woman, whether or not she wants to be in a relationship with you, whether she wants to bend over and grab those ankles for you. No, no, no. But far too many men, far too many normie men, far too many average men are still holding out hope. They're still on that hamster wheel. Gentlemen, she doesn't like you. 9 times out of 10, she only sees you for a particular use. That's it. I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but guess what? Take that damn pill and then you can move accordingly. And now, driving home from his date, it hit him like a ton of bricks. Quote unquote, why do I even do this at all? And there, right there, is where the dating roaches will pounce on a man like this, because he finally realizes it's not him. He's made to believe that it's him, but it's not him. No, 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 no. It's this society. It's this environment that has absolutely flipped everything on its head. I found it interesting, a particular snippet from Sneeko, where he was talking about a man has to have millions of dollars just to try to attempt to attract a ran-through 31-year-old single mom. That is absolutely insane, especially when you watch Kendra G's show. Yeah, fellas, there's always the option to get that passport and get the hell out of Dodge, which is another reason why the Passport Brothers get so much hate. They love to say, well, these Passport Brothers are only going overseas for, you know, sexual tourism, blah, 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 blah. Okay. If they really want to test that theory, completely legalize pay for play over here. Then you'll be able to get real time data on which men are going just for that and which men are actually going for relationships. Now, on the subject of that, does it really matter? Why do you care? Oh, that's right. You really don't care about the man. You only care that his resources are going to another country. So yeah, if a man does travel and he happens to meet a nice woman in said country and she decides that she wants to bend over and grab her ankles, oh well, gentlemen, do not feel shamed in doing so. As long as it's between you and a consenting adult of said country, to hell with what these people over here have to say. He walked into his apartment near Cape Canaveral, greeted the cats, and slumped down onto his couch. Quote unquote, I'm so far out of the loop, he told me. He realized at the time, compared to my peers who've gone out with women and know how to interact with them, I'm too far gone. I can't learn that stuff. He trails off and then adds, I'm just not going to try anymore. It's not worth it. Truer words have never been spoken, especially about the modern Western woman. They truly are not worth it. The trouble that you have to go through, the hoops that they want you to jump through, especially nowadays, when you attempt to jump through those hoops, guess what? They will set out a new set of hoops. Yeah. Now, General Tito did a very interesting live stream a few months ago titled, America is a Nation of Prostitutes. That statement right there is true, especially in this day and age. When you have women getting on TikTok, thank you, social media, for letting these women expose who they truly are. You get women on TikTok or any other social media site that says a man needs to make X amount of dollars in order to attempt to try to talk to her. We all know why that truly is. Going back to what Darius said, these women are not looking for relationships. They're looking for help. Why? Because how much debt does that woman have? Gentlemen, start asking women that. You have women who are so out of their mind, they're literally asking men for their bank accounts, how much they have in their bank. Okay, if they want to play that game, if you have the unmitigated gall to ask me how much is in my bank account, how much debt do you have? Let's go from there. Oh, you should never ask a woman that. Like the old trope of never asking a woman her age or her weight. Oh, no, 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 gentlemen. No. They want to play dirty, you play dirty as well. Jamal, who asked me to conceal his last name to protect his reputation at work, is one of a growing number of young men who are withdrawing from the dating pool. More and more men will continue to do so. They will withdraw from the American dating pool. However, these men must be told there are better options. This restaurant is toxic. The food is terrible. The staff is horrible. Guess what? Go to another restaurant. Yeah. American women, by and large, have always had a stranglehold on the dating market here in America. However, once again, going back to the Passport Brothers, now that dating is global, yeah, American women, Black women in particular, have finally had something put on them that they've never had. What is that? Competition. And guess what? They hate it. If Mr. Jamal was to go get his passport and go to another country, guess what? Those same women that wouldn't look at him would be the first ones trying to shame him. More than 6 in 10 men aged 18 to 29 are now single, up from 5 in 10 in 2019, according to data from Pew Research Center. Respondents gave a range of reasons for their singlehood, including having quote-unquote more important priorities, the fact that they're just being single, or that they've gotten too old to keep trying. Well, that's about all I'm going to read for this article. Like I said, it is exceptionally long. However, they still try to put it on the men that we're deficient. We're lacking. However, no, it is not the fact that you're lacking anything. Gentlemen, you are good enough. Especially you average everyday brothers that keep this society going. You are worthy. Understand this. Understand this, gentlemen. You control the relationship market. See, that's the side of the coin that they don't want to talk about. It does not matter. Gentlemen, you are the ones that give women a title. Yeah. A woman can smash you all day long, all day, every day, and twice on Sunday. Until you decide her title, guess what? She is nothing more than a jump off, a bust down. You decide, you know what? Either she's going to be just a bust down, a friends with benefits, a girlfriend, possibly a fiance, eventually a wife. You decide that, gentlemen. They don't. They only decide whether or not they're going to bend over and grab those ankles for you, or they're going to put those 10 toes in the air. That's it. Once they've done that, guess what? You've won. This is why these modern women try so hard to not give up the cheeks. They know once they do that, they've lost, which is why they want to put all these hoops in front of the everyday average brother. But guess what? More and more men are saying, you know what? To hell with it. It's just not worth it. Which, ironically, I'm going to reiterate, pay for play is still kept illegal. You want to see a fast shift in the dating pool? Guess what? Make these women have to compete against professionals. But nah, they won't do it. Why? Because men would finally be able to get what a lot of them truly desire. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you Western women, you need to understand this and understand it crystal clear. The power you thought you had in keeping your quote unquote hoo-ha and only trying to give it for the upper 5% of men, while at the same time trying to use the lower 95% of men as your backup plan, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to keep a stranglehold on the dating market versus the relationship market, that's going out right along with it. Why? Because, yeah, you can get bust down. Yeah, you can get those cheeks clapped. But guess what? More and more good, solid, everyday average men who would be good for you, they've left. And guess what? Now you're definitely going to be flopping and floundering around. It is what it is. And the question of where are the good men, don't even bother asking that. Because the really good men, they're the ones dropping out. They're the ones getting their passports. They're the ones who finally decided enough was enough. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.